Yeah, fire away.
Not me. I don't have any, but the most beautiful woman in the world, Allison Blackman, who's holding on the line right now, she is in charge of a little website called Leather and Lace. Spice is on the line right now. Allison, welcome to Fire and Ice.
Hey, I can barely hear you, but I am not the only one in charge of leather and lace. And we have leather and lace advice and leather and lace spice, and I have a male partner, Tony Sabatini. I'm not the only one, but you can call me the most beautiful woman in the world anytime you want.
I know. You could say the most incorrect thing on the face of the planet. If you preface it with the most beautiful woman on the face of the planet, Allison Blackman said, and I could say that, you know, anything, it's all forgiven.
You are always forgiven. You are the host of the show. I'll forgive you anything.
So tell me, what is the most frequently asked question that we can air from your website? What is the biggest?
The two websites, Leather and Lace Advice and Leather and Lace Spice, are very, very different. Both of them are relationship websites, but one of them is a GP site. The other one, basically, you have to be of legal age to get into it. It's not a pornographic site, but we deal with questions of sex that maybe you wouldn't want your 10-year-old to read. I really think that, you know, people have all sorts of questions about all sorts of things, and I think one of the ones that we thought that we said we were going to discuss tonight was how to enhance romance, particularly when you have been in a relationship for a while. But I think most people just want to know if their feelings are normal. And if they're not in a relationship, they want to know if there's some magic wand they can wave to get into one. And, of course, we know there really isn't. There's no secret to any of this.
Is there an average age to your inquirers, or does it range from 24 to 62?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say that basically.
Hopefully.
It's people in their 20s to people in their, like, late 50s. And it runs.
How late in the 50s?
People in every kind of interest. I mean, from couples to singles to people in alternative lifestyles. I mean, you know, human emotion is human emotion.
Yeah, or do gay couples have as much problem, as many troubles as straight couples do?
Yeah, of course they do. They have the same problems, particularly when they're in long-term relationships. Absolutely. I mean, you know, we tend to think that we are the only ones on the face of the planet that have the problem we have, but everyone's got the same ones. And someone, a famous blues guitarist, once told me there were only 7 blues songs. Well, there are probably only 7 to 10 real relationship problems that everybody has. And then, you know, they're universal, and it doesn't matter where. I've been doing this for about 23 years. I've been online. In fact, my sister and I are the advice sisters. We were. She passed away. But you know, we worked with people all over the world when we started doing this. And what really surprised me was it doesn't really matter whether you're in Brooklyn or Bombay. Human emotion is human emotion, and things that we feel are the same all over the world. The cultural, the way we choose to solve problems, the kinds of ways that we handle social norms are different, but basically the way our emotions are the same. So when we get angry at our mother-in-law, it's the same. You know, when we have a broken heart, we feel the same way. It doesn't matter who you are or what your age is or you know, what your sexual preferences are, how you feel, you know, it still hurts, or it's still joy, or it's still passion. It's the same.
Now, let me ask you this question, because I've always heard people are very confused about between the difference between taboo and kinky, and I've always wondered, is there really such a thing as kinky, or is it two people who enjoy a particular thing with one another?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know that there's a textbook definition for this. I mean, as far as we're concerned, as long as it's something you want to do and you're not hurting somebody, then nothing is taboo. I mean, I'm not going to go into religious and political, you know, restrictions. But, you know, as far as we're concerned, as long as it's something that you want to do and your partner wants to do, that's okay. On Spice, the Spice, Leather and Lace Spice is really a new website. We just launched it a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, we are really hoping to give people good advice there. I mean, there's a lot of crap on the internet. I mean, I ought to know that. I've been online for 2.5 decades giving advice. And really, one of the reasons that Tony and I decided to do Spice as opposed to just general advice that we're doing now is that people are getting all their information from the internet. And where are they getting this information? They're getting it from porn. Well, there's nothing wrong with porn as entertainment, but porn isn't reality, it's fantasy. And you know, a lot of people don't really understand that, you know, what they see in a movie or they read in a book, you know, it's been manufactured to look a certain way, and what you see on the screen isn't what you're going to go home and do in your bedroom. You know, it's not going to come out the same way. You don't have the same skills. You know, it hasn't been edited. You know, and they come home and then they're frustrated and they're angry and they're upset. And, I mean, a lot of the questions that we've gotten, particularly when we've done some real-time chat and so forth, are from people whose expectations are skewed because what they see isn't what they're getting. And that's true from, like, books from 50 Shades of Grey and, you know, all these mommy porn books that have been so popular, too. I mean, there's nothing wrong with them. They're good fun. But, you know, real life isn't necessarily like these books or like you see in the movies. So what we're hoping to do with these sites, both advice and spice, is give people good advice, not crap, and then, you know, make it entertaining and, you know, get people to do interactive stuff. And, you know, so it should be fun, but it also should be serious advice that people can take away and personalize to themselves, because one person's question, I guess I should backtrack and say that what we're doing here on these websites is a little different than a regular website. We're doing a double take, which means that for every question we get, Tony gives a man's point of view and I give a woman's point of view. And as my husband likes to say it, it's like reading the other side's playbook, if you want to use a sports analogy. Because what I write is that, and I've really found this interesting working with Tony, too, because my first partner was my twin sister and a woman. And we were very close, and we, you know, our mindsets were very similar, but Tony writes things very different. He thinks of things very differently than I do. And men process things very differently from women. So when I read his responses, because we don't look at each other's responses first, I never really understood. I read them and I think, wow, like, that's how a man might actually process this. And it never really occurred to me. And I'm sure he probably feels the same way about what I write. So when readers get to our columns, they have two different ways to look at things. They may not be the only ways, but they give them a different perspective. And so I think that makes it unique, and I hope that will give people, you know, more stuff to chew on, as they say.
Well, you know, the thing is, people watch porn and they see this absolutely stunning girl doing absolutely stunningly crazy things with perfect hair and makeup and backlighting, and the male that she's with physiologically represents 0.02% of the population, if you know what I mean. As far as being endowed, and it's dreamland, it's fantasyland. And to compare your personal life to that on the movie, it's going to become frustrating, and you are experiencing unrealistic expectations. And going through the blogs on your site, I realize that you do bring everybody down to earth with this notion of you know, fantastic sex and multiple orgasms and, oh my God, it's just not real. And then you have reality television, people like the Kardashians and that nonsense. And, you know, those lives aren't really anything that you really want anyway. I mean, you really do want to have a normal...
I don't know if I can say this on the air, so forgive me if I don't know if I'm allowed to use sexual terms, can I?
Well, no, let's make up different words for them, and we can all imagine in our minds.
Okay, so let me try to rephrase what I wanted to say. But we got a question from a woman whose husband wanted her to do a certain sexual act, But the truth of the matter is that they stop the cameras in the middle of this sexual act, and they fix things up and everything else, and her husband doesn't have the skills to do this. And on top of that, the kids are next, in the next room playing video games. She used to have to clean the dinner dishes. You know, her friend's calling her from the next room and the phone is ringing. I mean, this is just not the romantic thing that he had in mind. And then he got mad at her. You know,
right? Well, you know, it's the kids get in the way. There's, you know, there's no perfect time. And let's face it, a sexual relationship, just like your normal, just like your personal relationship, takes work. And both partners have to be willing to accede to the fact that the children are not going to bed until 9 o'clock. Hopefully, the dinner dishes do need to be cleaned up. The toilet still hasn't been scrubbed. And by the way, I haven't bathed since this morning. So let's put all that into a calculus and find out how much fun are we going to have tonight. The answer usually is none, so, unless we're going to work at it. And right. You're going to get the kids to go to bed. I'm going to go take a shower. When we get done, I get done doing a shower, you get the kids in the bed. Then we're going to take a big deep breath. We're not just going to run into each other and jump on the bed. We're going to take our time and do something. Oh hell, the kid's screaming. He just fell out of bed and he wants his binky. It's not happening tonight. So yeah, you've got to work at it. You've got to make it. You've got to make time for it and realize it's probably not going to happen that way anyway, and it's definitely not going to be perfect. But
well,
you can be quick.
While I was waiting for you to call me, I was actually putting the finishing touches on an article that I'm going to run around Valentine's Day on Leather and Lace Advice, which is the More GP site. But it was really an article about when you've been with someone for a longer period of time, because when you've just met someone, everything they do is fascinating. You know, like you're so entranced with them, like anything they do, if they smile at you, you turn into a puddle, you know?
Well, Kelly, my wife of 7 years still thinks that everything I do is fascinating, and usually not in a good way.
Well,
she's like, that's stunning.
In the beginning, you're attracted, and so all of the stuff we're talking about is sort of a moot point, but when you've been with somebody for a long time, all of a sudden, all those little things that were so fascinating, oh, you're so funny, oh, you're so talented, all of a sudden it's the little things that irritate you that you start to pick up on. And all of a sudden the reinforcement you start to get is the negative. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. I get a few of those comments. You always have to put your hand there when you hug me.
Right, so then forget about what you're seeing in the porn movies and so forth. Now it's time for romance, and you're just irritated as hell. You know, and one harsh and angry word could completely ruin your mood anyway. So, I mean, I really, quite honestly, all of this thing aside, I was thinking about what could I tell you that is the number one thing that can enhance romance when you forget about all these theatrics and everything else. I think you just have to say something nice to your partner.
Don't roll your eyes at me. That's
you gotta be kind to them. Plain and simple.
Or lie. Nice. Lie your butt off. Yes, I do.
No,
I want you so bad tonight. But the dishes haven't been washed. I haven't had a shower and the kids aren't going to bed till 9.
you have to be nice. And if you can, I mean, I don't know about you, but I can tell you I've been with my husband. I've been married to him for 23 years. I've been with him 26. And there has been more than one night, I know he's listening, he'll probably kill me for this, where I have been in bed waiting for him thinking, What did I ever see in this person? You know, and I'm furious. And if this man came and wanted to touch me, I would be furious.
By the way, you know I'm an attorney, right?
I would be sitting there being furious. So I think a lot of what we kind of miss with each other is just kind of being nice. It doesn't have to do with all this crazy stuff and, you know, all the stuff we see in the movies and all the stuff we read in books. It really has to do with simple interaction. I mean, I had an ex-husband who was not the only reason that he's an ex, but he finally decided on weekends that he wanted to be casual, and that meant he didn't have to daze.
No, you know? No. When the feet hit the floor,
I mean,
you go to the shower.
And then when the man went to hug me, I would push him away, and he really didn't understand why.
Because you stink. I don't want to smell it. I can't stand the smell of dirty hair. When people walk by me on the beach.
Why would I want this man in my
yeah.
Me?
Oh, my gosh. So What is the...
By the way, he's not the only one. I've gotten letters from other women who said, how can I tell my husband that good hygiene is the key to good sex?
Yes. And you were talking before about the difference between men and women. Men are incredibly visual. We are just so visual. Everything is visual. A look. But women are so... They're so... It's the little thing. And Kelly told me one day, she said, you know, when you kiss my neck like that, that drives me crazy. When you just sit there quietly and hold my hand, it's the little things. It's not the big overt show. It's the little like you flipped her hair back for her. It's those little things.
Right. It's being kind. I mean that's just one of the many things I've written in this article for Leather and Lace Advice. But I mean, the fact of the matter is that all of these things are the things that people forget because we're busy and we're stressed out and we're tired. And I mean, I think in the long run, we 2014 is coming up. And do you know what the number one in the top 10 New Year's resolutions? There are two besides losing weight, which is like number one. One is falling in love, and the other is making better relationships. People really want to connect with each other, and in this world where we're all on our cell phones and we're texting and we're using our computers, we've forgotten how to connect with each other. And that's another reason I think Tony and I decided to do these sites, because we're on the internet. It's true, so you have to get us on, you know, leatherandlaceadvice.com and leatherandlacespice.com. But it's a reminder that you actually have to go out in the real world and touch somebody.
Exactly.
And talk to them and communicate with them. You can't just sit in front of a computer screen and watch video porn or read an erotica book and then say I'm fulfilled, because it's not enough for most people anyway.
Allison Blackman from Leather and Lace Advice. .com. It's the place to go if you think that you're having a particularly strange relationship issue. You're going to find out that, no, you're completely normal and everybody else is having the same problem you are. And that's a pretty wonderful place to be. Allison Blackman, thank you so much for spending some of your Sunday night with us. And keep the advice coming, because God knows we all need it.
It was a pleasure.
Alrighty, Allison. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So, Nick... Y'all ready to go now? You all fixed up? You've been sitting here staring at the screen? Well, guess who's coming on at 6:30?
Who?
Alec.
Great.
Live from Ohio, Alec is going to be on, and he told me he's got some scary lists for us because he's going to try to trick Brianna again into not getting his list. But this is Fire and Ice. Alec Makem will be on at 6:30. This is News Talk 1400 WOND, stimulating your hippocampus for the last 3 years.